It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, poor George. We're on every week from every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And by the way, that's poor George Katsourilos. I love that name, George. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be pop culture, political, sports. And I am very lucky I'm here today. Little did I know that there was a marathon going through the downtown Chicago area today. I guess this isn't like their main one in October that they publicize. This marathon, they kind of sneak it up on you and all these. I don't know how I got where I got a parking spot and got here. I was just getting ready to call and say, I don't think I can make it there. And I maneuvered my way in. There was some people there. I did my best sales job and talked the guy into letting me through. And somehow I got a parking spot. And this leads me to what in October, when the main marathon is on, I have a deal for a limousine service. What I want is a limousine service to drive me into the show that day, drive me back, and I will give you free advertising on the show the week before and the week of the Chicago Marathon. So you limousine drivers out there, get in touch with me at Triple Crown in Naperville Saturday or any day of the week except Sunday.
Don't we know a delivery company that could get you there?
Well, he's got to be here too at the same time.
Yeah,
so,
right.
We'll find a way. If
right.
We need to.
Yeah, I want a I want a limo anyway, Bill. You know, if I'm going to do it, I want a nice limo ride in. I can read the paper, do the whole deal. Boy, what I'll tell you what, you're going to be owning a limo here pretty soon, Bill. If you keep getting all these items like you have in your August auction, you got some great stuff going in the Huggins and Scott late July into August auction. It begins July 28th. We'll be talking about some of the items on there today. Incredible stuff. And Josh told me that the printed catalogs have been mailed and will arrive this week for all of you Huggins and Scott customers who get the catalogs. They'll be arriving this week. But check out HugginsandScott.com. The first thing I saw that I thought, this is, I don't even know how you get these things. A Roberto Clemente late 50s game used batting helmet. Where did that come from, Bill?
Yeah, no, that was a consigner who I think he had it in his family for years. But, you know, just one of those things. You get a call and I have this, and then you try and authenticate it. And
yeah,
we couldn't find any reason that it wasn't what he said it was. So
yeah.
What do you think that'll go for, Bill?
Well,
in your auction,
I want to say I've seen other several thousand dollars, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you know, it's not quite like a jersey or not quite like a bat, but it's also probably tougher than a jersey and a bat, you know.
Yeah, when you're thinking about it, I wonder, like, in the 50s, how long a guy would have a helmet. I mean, did they have it for the same helmet for years for the same guy? Maybe they did. I don't know.
I mean, a lot of those helmets you see from back then are pretty beat up. And
yeah.
It took a while to beat those things up.
Yeah, they had their mitts for a long time, so maybe they had their helmets for a long time. So also, you can, in addition to calling 312-332-3776, you can also tweet me a question at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. We got a neat one on here from Game Day Authentic. They have a pair of Musial sign cleats, both signed with Hall of Fame and STM Red Hollow, which I'm not sure what STM Red Hollow is. There's a picture of it he put up on at TCrownTom on my Twitter ID if you want to look at them. Musial cleats, Bill, have you had those at all?
Are we talking game used?
I don't think so. But
just a signed pair of cleats.
It looks like a signed pair of cleats. I don't think they're used. I don't know. What is STM Red Hollow? I don't know what that is. That must be the authentication company.
I think that's Stan the Man, Red Hollow.
Oh, okay. You might be right.
And he did have a company that, or his sort of in-house type authentication that
okay.
It came from. But I would venture to say if it did come with that, he may have signed a few dozen pair of cleats, and that's how they were sold or what have you.
Right. So. What do you think, a few hundred bucks maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little more. You know, you don't see a lot of cleats, but then cleats are a unique type of collectible. There aren't a whole lot of cleat collectors, I guess you call them.
I had a guy, when was this? This was a few years ago, actually, that apparently in college, he was a roommate with a teammate. I think it might have been Dick Raddatz, a teammate of Ernie Banks on the Cubs. And this guy was playing softball or something and just mentioned to his roommate who was on the Cubs that, he had to get some decent spikes or something. So Raddatz the next day brought him a pair of Ernie Banks game use spikes because he asked, well, what size are you? And then he looked around the clubhouse and found a pair of Ernie Banks spikes, and then they ended up selling those. Do you ever get game use spikes in your auctions, Bill? And what can some of those run for?
Oh, we have had several of those. A lot of times when you get them, they're really beat up and stuff like that because the leather, especially if they're from the 50s or 60s, that leather has really hardened over the years from no use, and they're kind of not the most attractive things in the world once they get to that
right.
point.
Yeah, right.
But, no, I'm game use spikes for Hall of Famers like Ernie Banks or, I think we had Jim Palmer's spikes one time. They can bring, 500 to 1,000 or more,
Yeah, not bad. All right, well, the Green Lantern is up early this morning. What's going on, Lantern?
Tommy, how you doing?
Very well.
Hey, I had a pleasure of meeting Jim Hickman a couple of weeks ago, and he signed a bat for me. What do you think something like that goes for?
Jim Hickman was actually a clutch player for the Cubs in the late 60s. Lantern, do you know a strange but true fact about Jim Hickman?
Yeah, he was the first Met to hit for the cycle.
Okay, no, a fact that matters to the rest of the world, Leonard.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know what this is? An all-star game fact about Vince? Do you know this one?
I'm trying to think, no.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
Jim Hickman got the hit in the all-star game that scored Pete Rose when he plowed into Ray Fosse and basically really ruined Ray Fosse's career. So there's a fact that the rest of the world besides Met fans care about later. So a Jim Hickman bat, that's got to be, $100, $150, you think, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, Leonard, it's not his bat, is it?
No, it's not game used.
You couldn't talk him into that. I bet Rodney Strangerfield would have been able to do it.
I tell you, my wife is dumb. It took her an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
Oh, Rodney Strangerfield. What would the Lantern be without his buddy Rodney? I was the British Open's going this week, and they're probably playing right now. Yeah, it looks like they are. I see them up on the video here. And did you read this thing in the paper? Not to put any more pressure on Rory. I mean, he does have a 6-stroke lead, but if he blows this, his dad, if Rory McIlroy holds on to his lead in the British Open, he won't be the only one in his family to cash in on his third major championship victory. This is in today's Tribune. According to multiple reports Saturday, Jerry McIlroy made a legal bet 10 years ago that his son would win the claret jug before he turned 26. The elder McIlroy and three friends each put up 100 pounds, about $680 total, at 500-1 odds.
Oh, wow.
If Rory, who's 25 now, so it's before he's 26, wins the tournament and the $1.66 million first prize Sunday, his dad and his friends will pull in roughly $342,000.
Wow.
Now, if that doesn't give you the yips on on the putting green, nothing will, huh? Adding a little bit of pressure. Oh, man, dad's can you imagine if you've got a 1-stroke lead with about a 10-foot putt on the 18th hole and you can't think about all that stuff because there's no way you could do it. All right, the Riverview guy's on the line. What's going on, Riverview guy?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Not bad. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you're lucky. It's only people running this morning. They weren't running with bulls.
Yeah, right. There, I didn't see any bulls, but I don't know. Maybe there were bulls. I didn't see any.
Maybe Paul Gasol was at it.
Yeah, right. He was leading the crew.
I've got two items, Tom. I've got a Reggie Jackson autographed Oakland A's picture, and it's on a wooden plaque.
Oh, I thought you had an A's uniform, but he was wearing it.
No, what, no,
now that would be the photo on a plaque. That's probably $50 or $60. Bill Huggins. Now, those old Oakland A jerseys. If you could, like that one that they show when Reggie Jackson hit that about 600-foot home run in the All-Star game. What do you think a Reggie Jackson game worn jersey would sell for?
You're talking about like that vest type thing?
Yeah, yeah, those were cool looking. I like those.
Oh, yeah, God. I mean, you got to be talking $25,000 if you could find one of those.
Yeah, I would think so. That would probably do that easily. You guys have a lot of nice items in your internet-only section of the August auction.
Oh, that's a big growing section.
Boy.
I'm kicking myself right now that we didn't start that years ago because it just, it almost allows us to write stuff until 4 days before the auction starts.
Yeah, that's really nice. And boy, you've really got some nice stuff. There's a PSA 4 1933 Gaudi Lou Gehrig card, number 92. PSA 4 is a nice condition on that card. There's also PSA 4 1933 Gaudi Babe Ruth, number 149 and number 53. Two separate auctions, all PSA 4s. So that's
Gentleman walked into our store or our offices about a week ago with these 10 cards all graded, ready to go. And I said to him, option A is they could go in October. Option B, they could be internet only and I can put them up and it'll start in a week and a half. He said, do it. You know.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now this Wilbert Robertson 1894 Duke Honest Cabinet graded SGC 30, which would be a good 2, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 2. Is that in the catalog also?
Yes.
Yeah, that's in the catalog. Now, can you tell us a little bit about those 18? I've never had an 1894 like that come into T-Crown. Can you tell us a little bit about that set?
Well, I believe there are 4 baseball players in that set. Trying to remember who the other 3 are, but there are 4 baseball players in that little group of those cabinets that came out. And very rarely do they surface. They're just magnificent in color and
size.
I mean, these things are bigger than T3s. You know, they're gigantic as far as that goes. And I was surprised that they could get it into one of our holders, you know.
Yeah, it looks cool. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can take a look at it. That Wilbert Robertson was a pretty good player, was it?
Yeah, it's amazing what he did. You know, one weekend he caught a triple header, and then the following day caught a double header. So 5 games as a catcher.
Really?
On a weekend.
You're
I mean, that's
kidding.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
That would never happen these days.
No,
you know?
A triple header. A
triple header and then back to with a double header.
You know, when you think about it, they'd never have a triple header now because of the money factor, where they wouldn't get enough ticket sales do it. But yeah, they didn't baby guys back in those days like they do now. That's
they certainly
for sure.
Didn't.
That would be like guys could pitch a whole double header. You know, I even saw Wilbur Wood pitch a double header. Or he at least started a double header for the White Sox in the 70s, but he had a knuckleball.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Okay, Phil from Twitter. Phil from Highland, Indiana, 4th time tweet. He's counting up the tweets. He has an 1984 official ball signed in blue ballpoint by all Cubs, including Jim Fry. Now, that's pretty good. 84, that was the year they won the division but lost to the Padres in the playoffs when the Bull Durham error.
Yeah, those legs.
I would think that's a few $100 for that ball. That's actually a good item. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, or if you just want to call in with an item you think is cool and you want to brag about it, give us a call, and you'll get in the drawing. We're actually giving away this week 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set. And one of the good things about this set that has the Jose Abreu Topps rookie in it, and there's an extra five, I think they're orange parallels, an extra five card set in there. I would imagine if you, I was trying to figure the odds here. Now, if it's a 660 card set, five cards, so that would be like 132. One in 132 to get Jose Abreu in that pack. I would think that card would go for some bucks if you get that out of that. But then a lot of people leave those sets sealed, too, so there won't be many of those cards out there. So that's our prize this week. Give us a call with a question about the value of your item, and you'll get in the drawing for the Topps Baseball Factory Set 2014. I just got those in this week at Triple Crown in Naperville, so, you know, it's a good set this year. Here's another Twitter question. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Mark sent me a picture here. I have a framed picture of Arthur Wirtz, Makita, and Hull. It is said to have hung in Arthur's office. Oh, now, it is said to. It sounds like that is not the best provenance I've ever heard of. But, Bill, what would an original photo, if it was an original photo that you had proof hung in Arthur Wirtz's office for a long time with Hull and Makita, any value to that?
Did they say it was signed or no?
It looks like it's just the three of them in a frame, a color photo. Wirtz is in his suit in the middle, and then Hull and Makita are in their Hawks uniforms.
Well, I mean, to the right person, I guess, you could be easily talking several hundred dollars. Or
yeah.
How big is the photo?
It looks like it might be bigger than 8.5 by 11. He didn't put on the tweet, and it's hard to tell from the photo, but it's a neat photo. Yeah, I would think at least a couple hundred dollars, wouldn't you? And then if there is any provenance with it that it was in his office, I mean, that would probably help in the value. Well, hang in there, folks. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins July 28th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service, 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
It's the Duralast Chuck Your Ride giveaway now at AutoZone. You could win a Ford F-150 Lightning toughened up with Duralast parts on Velocity's TV show Car Fix featuring Chuck Liddell. Hurry in for the Chuck Your Ride giveaway today. Get in the zone. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/4/14. Subject to entry periods and official rules available at www.duralastpromotion.com. Open to legal U.S. residents of 48 contiguous U.S. D.C., Alaska, or Puerto Rico. 18 plus. Void where prohibited. Not sponsored or endorsed by Ford.
Hey, Jake Dick and John Leinenkugel here. We're talking about the Leinenkugel beers of summer.
Summer Shandy and then our Canoe Paddler.
We wanted to make our Shandy so it tastes like summer in a bottle. So our Liney Summer Shandy is crisp beer with the natural flavor of lemonade.
Canoe Paddler was a gold medal winner in the German-style cold category,
yes,
at the 2013 Great American Beer Festival.
To hear all about Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy and Canoe Paddler, look for the Liney's Beer Cast on our Facebook page. Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Please enjoy Liney's responsibly.
For over 50 years, Menards has proudly featured American-made products. All this week, we salute these products with the Menards Made in the USA sale. Freshen up the look of any room with Dutch Boy paint. Featuring an exclusive No Prep, No Prime formula, pick up a gallon of Platinum Interior or Max Bond Exterior paint and save $8 after rebate. Save more and get more out of your paint this week during the Menards Made in the USA sale.
Save big money at Menards.
When most people think about student loans, they probably don't think of Discover, a company best known for credit cards. But maybe they should. Because Discover offers more than credit cards. And Discover student loans are more than just loans, because they have no fees and can help cover up to 100% of college costs certified by your school. On top of all that, if a student gets a 3.0 or better, we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan. It's what we like to call a little motivation. It's just another way we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Michael Rosengarten, president of Auto House on Edens in Northbrook. It's time for outstanding values during the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Get incredible pricing, enhanced lease programs, and low-rate financing on the largest selection of new Mercedes-Benz models in our history. We're the largest volume Mercedes-Benz dealer on the North Shore. Come see why. Auto House on Edens, between Willow and Dundee in Northbrook. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or go to AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
Based on 08 to 13 calendar year new car sales.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away this week a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet me a question at TCrownTom and we use it on the show, or if you call 312-332-3776, you'll get in the drawing for the Topps Baseball Factory set, and ERC Delivery will deliver that set right to your door. And I don't know if you guys happened to see, there was a photo and some video, speaking of the British Open again, where Henrik Stenson broke an iron over his leg, I think it was. And that brought me back to a story from my college days. We stuck around, a guy a year older from me who was graduating, and a bunch of guys stuck around to golf and drink and, you know, have a good time for a few days. And we were out golfing, and this guy was golfing great. We were probably on the 12th or 13th hole. I mean, he was right. He couldn't have been more than one or two over par. He had the last putt on a green, and I'm already walking to the next tee off. And all of a sudden I hear like, oh, I guess he missed the putt. I look back at him. He's got blood shooting out of his arm, like going like in a spurt, like boom, 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 like that. And I look at his arm, and I go, "What did you do?" He goes, "He hit his putter against the ball washer, and it broke, it snapped off, and I guess it cut an artery in his arm, but it had expanded so much or blown up so much. It looked like, when I first looked at it, I was like, "What is the?" Putter head in your arm? I mean, that's what it looked like. So we go to the hospital. One guy in our group, luckily, was smart enough to know that if you cut an artery, you want to tie it. He tied a tourniquet, like, between the cut and his heart, and they said that probably saved the guy's arm.
Wow.
So don't get angry with your clubs, fellows out there. Golfers out there, I'm sure there's a lot of golfers out there. Don't throw your clubs. Don't hit anything with it. I'm not real good in hospitals, as my wife, who is a nurse, would tell you. But when we walked into the hospital, I was the first one in, and I got blood on my shirt. I'm sure I was pale as a ghost. And the nurses come up to me, "Oh, my God, what did you do?" It's like, "It's not me. It's this guy."
You know, Todd, I'm going golfing today, so they say you have to have one good image in your swing and not more than one. So I have a feeling your image is going to creep into my head today.
Yeah. Well, that'll if you miss a putt, Vince, say, "Oh, boy, right. I love golf." Don't hit anything. Don't do anything. Okay, we got a lot of callers here, so let's start off with Jason from Paxton, Illinois. What do you have there, Jason?
Hey, how are you today?
Doing great.
I have a yearbook. I don't know if the screener told you, but I have a yearbook from 1992, Kobe Bryant's Ballison Wide Elementary School yearbook.
Huh.
And in it, Kobe Bryant wrote, in 1992, he wrote a paragraph along with, "How about those Lakers? Your friend Kobe Bryant," and it's PSA DNA'd. It's just phenomenal. And
wow!
I don't know if you guys have seen this book before. It was originally sourced from Kobe's best friend, elementary school, named Mark Singer.
Okay, so you own this now, Jason.
I do. It's
okay.
Mine.
Bill Huggins, what do you think of that baby?
Well, Jason, this thing sounds pretty cool. I mean, did you buy it from this person? It's not.
Yes,
been
I got it.
Auction or?
Yes, I bought it from Mark himself. I worked on him for a couple of years, and I finally went to California and met him, and we did the deal. I gave him a little bit of cash for it. But I'm well known for my shoe. I have 48 pairs of Kobe game used shoes. And
oh, wow.
I have five complete uniforms of Kobe Bryant. So I'm pretty well known in like memorabilia. So, but the yearbook is by far my favorite piece. And he wrote this, the paragraph he wrote, he said, in a few years, you probably will be dunking on me, not how about those Lakers, your friend Kobe Bryant. And in, cool. eighth grade, he wrote, how about those Lakers, your friend
that,
Kobe
that
Bryant.
That is really cool. That's that. Yeah. Boy, could you even put an estimate on that one? It's a lot. That would be my estimate.
Yeah. But Jason, I have no clue what that thing could be worth. There is no limit on that. I mean, it's totally, totally one of a kind. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's PSA DNA. I brought it to the Suntime show the last time. And, a couple months back, and everybody was going bananas on it. Saying, yeah. Wow. But I'm going to bring it to the National. I'm bringing it to the National.
Was it Kobe Bryant or just Kobe?
It's Kobe Bryant, number 24, because he was 24. And Mark, he actually has his uniform from eighth grade, Kobe's game uniform. He has that uniform. He won't let that go. But
so are you thinking of selling this, Jason? I mean, what is it possible this was signed when Kobe was already with the Lakers?
It was written in eighth grade, 1992, and Mark wrote a letter from it. Steve Grad looked at it. I have the full letter from a PSA DNA.
Okay.
And he wrote it in 1992. That's like finding a Babe Ruth yearbook in elementary school saying I want to play for the Yankees one day.
That would
day,
be a
know?
Great auction item. Item for Huggins and Scott.
Sorry, Jason, did Steve say it was the earliest Kobe he'd ever seen?
Yes, that is. That's the earliest certified Kobe. There is one on eBay. There's one been on for $10,000, but in it, it's the same eighth grade yearbook. But in it, he wrote to like this girl named Blossom, and it said, talking about dancing, and it's more personal to her. This one I have talks about basketball, and he mentioned the Lakers. So it's.
Are you thinking of selling it in an auction, Jason?
I don't know, but Ken Golden really liked it. I guess Mark told me that this kid, Ken Golden, wanted it in that Kobe Bryant auction with his mom's stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jason. Ken Golden won't be talking about it on our radio show.
Right.
If you're in Huggins, we'll be talking about it. Now, if you can tweet me a picture of that so everybody can see that would be awesome. Uh-huh. At T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And then if you want to get in touch with Bill Huggins, it's 866-462-2273 if you want him to auction. That's a great call, Jason.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Can we be friends, Jason? Okay, next on the line, who's been waiting? Scott from Buffalo Grove has been waiting the longest. Thanks for waiting, Scott. What do you have?
I've got a Johnny Manziel autographed NCAA football. I was just interested to see what that might be worth.
I would think that his stuff would still be hot. NCAA football, long-term, Bill Huggins, what do you think? Let's say he turns out to be another Fran Tarkenton or Aaron Rodgers or whatever, like a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. Let's think positive and that he has a great NFL career. What do you think that would be worth?
Well, I mean, it's probably several hundred dollars right now, and
yeah.
Who knows? It's going to be interesting to see what his autograph evolves into. I mean, I haven't seen many of his autographs recently. If it's something that's nice and clear and readable right now, and a lot of times over the years when those guys start signing more and more stuff, their signatures evolve into very, very little. And if you've got an early vintage signature, they command serious premiums.
Yeah, that's very true. A lot of times they do turns from a signature into like an insignia almost, where they have it.
Yeah.
It's like their logo. So yeah, that's a great item to hang on to, Scott, and hope that if you think Johnny's going to be good, you definitely want to hang on to it. Okay, next on the line we have Aaron from the North Side. What do you have there, Aaron?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. So back in 2008, I was a lieutenant in the Army over in Iraq, and we were on the big base. I was back there just to kind of clean up a little bit. Anyway, I went to one of these little call centers, a nasty, dirty little building, and they have a lot of odd things that you'll see in there. A lot of like letters to little kids, things like that. Anyway, in this dirty corner, I saw a letter, and the letter ended up being handwritten by John Wooden. And it was a nice personalized letter. It was written on the back of his kind of like famous pyramid of leadership. Just a standard size, like a piece of printer paper. And he wrote a really nice, beautifully written, very clear letter to U.S. troops. It was about how he's hoping for freedom in the world and things like that.
Oh, wow. Now, that's good. I like the content on that. Does that? What do you think, Bill Huggins? And by the way, Aaron, since you did serve in Iraq, next, if you ever come into Triple Crown in Naperville, I'll give you some sort of a freebie.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate that.
Okay. What do you think, Bill Huggins, of the value of that thing?
Well, Aaron, gosh, that's certainly a unique item. Did you know the person that he addressed the letter to, or?
Good question. The letter was addressed to all who are in service of defense of the United States.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay. It's hard to put a number on something like that. I think in the right venue, I would almost venture to say the best place to put that thing may be into a charity auction benefiting armed services or something.
You make anybody
who would want to pay a large sum of money for that just because they know where the money's going to go.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right about that.
Yeah, I certainly, you know, if I ever were to sell this, I would definitely want to just give the proceeds to a charity to help military families or something like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That's a good idea, Bill. Of a bunch of veterans, you know, bidding on it too, and knowing that, yeah, that the sky would be the limit on that. Thanks a lot, Aaron. Great call. Next on the line, we have Joe from the North Side. What do you have there, Joe?
Hello?
Hello, Joe. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I got MVP cards, score MVP cards.
Okay.
Listen to the names I got. I got Mickey Mello. I got Jackie Robinson. I got Willie Mays. I got Lou Gehrig. I got Dale Murphy.
Now, are these from the early 90s, Joe?
These cars are old. I don't know how long.
Yeah, they're probably from the 90s. If they're from the 90s, they actually wouldn't be worth that much. The only way you'd have big value on those is if you had, let's say they had a black border and they were really hard to get a good grade on and you got a top grade on them. Other than that, they made a lot of those and there wouldn't be a ton of value to them. Now, Joe DiMaggio in the early 90s, there was a set for him, I think it was in Score, and he signed some of those. And those DiMaggio signed cards, I think, still go for $300 or $400. But other than that, there's not a lot of value from the early 90s, so... Okay, next on the line, we have Larry from Elmhurst. What do you have there, Larry?
Hi, Tom. I have a 1935 New York Yankees team photo. It's like a 6x8. It looks like an original photo, and it's got the cars from that time period. It looks like it was taken in spring training. It's got the cars from that time period in the background behind the
player. What year is it?
1935.
Oh, that now how good are the cards? That would be nice to see a photo of that item. It's in a frame with a photo and the cards.
Yeah, you know what? I'll make a copy of this and bring it into T Crown sometime and give you a copy of it. It's a cool picture.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Now, so does that have like Ruth and Gehrig Gowdy cards with it?
No. It's a team photo. It's Gehrig's. Actually, it was the year after Ruth retired. The year before DiMaggio was on the team. It was Gehrig's team, 1935.
Yeah, but you don't have a Gehrig card with it.
No, I wish I did.
Yeah, you know, it's probably not going to be worth all that much. What's that, Bill?
I think he said cars, not cards.
No, cars. Yeah, the cars from that time period.
Automobiles, right?
Automobiles, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, boy, I don't know. I'm lost on that one. What do you think, Bill? You have any value estimate on that?
You'd almost have to see it. It's a type 1 photo, type 2 photo, or anything like that. But, no, Larry, I mean, a type 1 photo from that year, depending on the size and the condition, could be $300 to $500 or more.
And a type 1 photo is when it's printed off the original negative and printed within 2 years of the time it was actually taken. So there can be some very valuable photos if you do have type 1 photos of important teams or important historic events. It's time for another short break. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan. with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8, taking your questions or comments about your collectibles. Give us a call. We're giving away a 2014 Topps baseball factory set this week. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelo.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-208-4001. That's 800-208-4001. 800-208-4001.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. You know, right now there's a lot of people buying homes. It's that time of year, and if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal. Same-day pre-approvals, lower rates, and close in 2 weeks. I just make buying a home easy. Call me now, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Newcastle Home Loans, LLC, 1700 West Cortland Street, Chicago, Illinois. NMLS numbers 150580, 319181. Equal housing lender.
Best Buy has been renewed for you, Chicago. Experience an exciting part of the transformation with the new Magnolia Design Centers inside the North Downers Grove, Schaumburg, and Bucktown Best Buy stores. There you'll find a wide selection of premium audio, video, and home automation systems. And you'll get expert advice from dedicated designers, engineers, and installers, people who live and breathe entertainment design. Explore the possibilities at the new Magnolia Design Centers and select Chicago area Best Buy stores today.
Sports Center brought to you by Jimmy John's. Fresh, fast, tasty. Jimmy John's is a little better, a little fresher, and a whole lot faster. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
What's up with the typewriter?
Remember the tree that fell on my roof? I am writing a review for those super nice guys that fixed it.
You know you can write reviews online, right? You could even buy homeowners insurance online from Esurance.
Shoot, made a typo. Ugh.
Now you can buy homeowners insurance online with Esurance. Their simple, intuitive tools help guide you to the right coverage for your home. You can even get money back every year you don't make a claim. Welcome to the modern world. Esurance, backed by Allstate.
Coverage differs and is not available in all states. Claim-free, feature optional. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to advertise on all the top sites to find the perfect candidate quickly. But how can you do that without wasting a ton of time? The answer is ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter.com, you post to 40 job sites at once with a single click. They even highlight the best candidates, making it easy for you to hire the right person fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776. I heard this week that some customers were telling me that the afternoon guys were talking about some challenge they do with each other in tennis or something like that. And some customers were saying that they, I think Jonathan Hood was subbing for somebody, and they said they would challenge me and the Chauncerou from the Saturday morning show to something. And Cam the electrician was in at the time, and we were thinking of things. I thought, well, if it was me and Vince, we could do a fast walking contest, and I'd have my son Joe sub for me. That's in right. That. Cam the electrician said, Maybe we could do a spelling contest. And I ruled that out when he spelled contest and it had a Q in it. I don't know what we would do. Maybe horse or a long driving contest. We might have a chance. I haven't shot a basket in 10 years. I haven't played golf in 10 years. But you never know. Who knows?
I like the odds of me and Joe beating anybody in the walking contest. I think we'll win that easy.
I think you guys could be in the marathon.
That's right.
Out there today and beat most of the people, without a doubt. John from Oak Forest has been waiting. Thanks for waiting, John. What do you have?
Hey, how are you? I have two autographed baseballs from Josh Hamilton. They're both from 2008, and there's a lot of personal significance to them. A week after the home run derby at Yankee Stadium, he kind of went off. He didn't end up winning the derby, but he had something like 30 home runs.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Two of the rounds. So it was kind of like his coming out party. And his story got out there with his substance abuse problems. So a week to the day from the home run derby, he was coming to the South Side with Texas to open up a series versus the Sox. And I had this idea of bringing my sister, maybe because she had substance abuse problems, and maybe there was a slim chance that she could meet him. So we went to the game early. We stopped at Grandstand before the game. I bought a specific Yankee Stadium All-Star ball. And then I caught a fly ball home run from him in batting practice. And we went and stood on the first baseline. Well, about 5 minutes later, he ran up to us. There was a whole group of people, but he ended up running right to us. And I told him that I brought my sister here to see you, hoping you could give her some words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He ended up talking to her for 10 minutes. He signed the ball that I caught during batting practice. He didn't know that I caught it from him. And then he signed the other ball, the All-Star ball that I bought at Grandstand, and put a Bible verse on there. And then a few months later, he ended up coming out with a book, Beyond Belief, an autobiography. And in the epilogue of the book, he talks about his run-in with my sister before the game in Chicago. So I got both of the balls and the page out of the book in my basement.
I would think that for your family, it's going to be worth more than for anybody. Wouldn't you think,
right,
Bill, that's awesome, but to pass that along, you know, like auction-wise, would that have any significance that you think would help value?
Well, Tom, I think you're right. That John, what you have is something that needs to stay in your family forever and ever and ever. And to put a price on it, there is no number, really.
Right. That's a great family heirloom that really, with an awesome story, and pass that story on through the family history. Art from Midlothian's online. What do you have there, Art?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a Walter Payton auto show signed photo next to a Buick Regal. I believe it's like 77, 78.
Yeah, he was at those. I don't know if he was there more than once or if he just signed a ton of those at the time, because there's a lot of those out there. I think they're in the $100 to $150 range from the auto show. Not much more than that. You know what's really big on Walter Payton signed items is the Walter Payton autograph cards that were in the late 90s products. Oh, my gosh, some of those go for a lot of money. And also Wilt Chamberlain signed cards, like from the Legend sets. Or there was a product, I think it was called Upper Deck Retro, that they had lunch boxes and there were cards in there. And
really?
And Wilt signed one of the, I think it was in that one. Those go for some. But you ever get those in a Huggins & Scott auction, Bill, any of those Wilt autos?
We have, and you're right, they do bring significant money.
Yeah, they're like thousands. I mean, those are big time. I remember having one of those leaning against that back window at T-Crown at one point, and they sure were nowhere near thousands at the time.
Chamberlain and Payton died within a month of each other in 99.
Oh,
so,
did they really?
I didn't even realize that. Yep.
They both died too young, that's for sure.
No doubt.
Bill from Mundelein's on the line. What's up, Bill? What do you have?
We've got it's not a sports item, but we've got a 1948 stuffed Santa Claus from one of the original Coke displays.
Coca-Cola displays?
Yeah.
From 48?
He's got a little miniature Coke bottle in his hand.
Now, there's some pretty good value to some of that Coca-Cola stuff. Any idea on that particular item, or have you had anything from Coca-Cola any of the old Coca-Cola stuff run, Bill?
Jeez, Bill, I'll tell you, I really am clueless on something like that. I know there are big-time Coca-Cola collectible auctions and shows like that, which I think that venue would have far more significance and far more return on your money if you were deciding to sell something like that.
I do know there are some really old items with Coca-Cola logos and signs and things like that that do go for a lot of money, so that could be a very good item. Now, here's some of the type stuff that goes in Huggins and Scott auctions. This auction starts, I believe, July 28th and goes through the first week in August. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and check these things out. There's Johnny Sample's 1958 Baltimore Colts championship jacket. Now, that's a cool. What did they call that? Not the game of the century, like the
greatest game ever played.
The greatest game ever played. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
He also actually played in that Joe Namath's predicted victory of Jets over Baltimore. He played for the Jets, actually.
Isn't that something when you think about it? Two of the biggest football games from the really getting football entrenched as the sport, you know, almost for the U.S.
And actually, on the day he turned 27, Brock was traded to St. Louis. On his 27th birthday.
Really?
You
so
know?
He's got.
Yeah, you know.
He's 27 years older than you are.
That's
then.
Right, exactly.
I wonder if he is still alive. Where did that Johnny Sample jacket come from? Was that from a relative, Bill, or
that was from his daughter?
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, I talked to his daughter about that. She called me and she was gonna. It was funny because she was gonna send it to me and then I gave her the address and everything. She said, "Yep, I'll send it to you." And I didn't get it, and then I called her back a week or so later. She said, I remember her telling me she was pregnant, and she said, oh, the baby came early, so I was really dealing with that. So I think a few weeks later, she ended up calling me and said, Bill, I'm ready to send it to you. You guys still ready for it? And I said, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. That's going to go for some bucks. Here's another neat item that's going to be in the end of July into early August, Huggins and Scott auction. 1950 Bred for Health near set, 31 of the 32 cards. You don't see those around every day. They did like a reprint of those a couple years ago in a Panini basketball product, but I never see anybody bring those into Triple Crown.
No, those are very tough. We've got probably one of the largest displays of extremely rare basketball cards in this auction, if not the biggest display that anybody has ever seen. There are some things in our auction that nobody's ever seen. I've never seen them, and I've talked to a lot of guys who deal in vintage early basketball. They're like, we've heard about this stuff, but nobody's ever seen any, like this Bell Brand Jerry West Lakers card and this other George Mikan Bred card and just some amazing stuff.
Did the same guy bring them all in, or did they just come in from...
One guy.
Was he the guy that brought in that San Diego Clippers handyman complete 3D set? Yeah, I've never seen that before. I thought that was pretty cool. I imagine some of that, if people haven't seen them, they're going to go for some bucks, you would think.
Oh, I think this guy's going to be really stunned at what some of this stuff goes for.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to follow along in the Huggins and Scott auction. John from Brookfield's on the line. Thanks for waiting. John, what do you have?
I have a, good morning. I have a game-used Jim Tomei bat.
Nice.
And my question is, the value... Would it be, I know it would be increased, but how much would it be increased by if I can get it signed by him?
Well, you know what, John? We actually have in our Huggins and Scott auctions this time a Jim Tomei game used bat.
From 1992.
And, yep. And I tried to get him to sign it, and he refused to sign it. He says, I do not sign my game used bat.
Really? I wonder why that is.
I couldn't. I had $169 to get him to sign it. He said, go get a refund.
Really? I wonder why that is.
He didn't really give me an answer.
Huh, because he seems like, I mean, everything I've heard of him, he's a really good guy. I guess there's something about it that, that's
I'm
really...
I'm pretty confident I can get it signed.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong, but...
So what do you think it would do to the value of it? How much would it help it if he can get it signed then, Bill?
Well, I would venture to say if he doesn't sign many of his game-used bats, if you could get him to sign one, it would certainly command a significant premium.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's, and what year is it from? Do you know, John?
Whatever year, the last couple of years from the White Sox.
Okay. Yeah, very nice. He's a guaranteed Hall of Famer, 600 plus home runs. So yeah, that'll. We'll be able to watch the 1992 game used Tomei bat and see how that does in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction. Dave from LaGrange Park is on the line. What do you have there, Dave?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
I have two separate autographs. I have a Joe DiMaggio autograph, and I also have a Ted Williams picture. I believe it's his last at bat, and it's signed by Ted Williams. My uncle gave it to me years ago, so I was wondering, you know, what the value of those would be.
Those are both signed photos, and Ted Williams last at bat.
Joe DiMaggio is just a signature
on a cut
on a piece of paper.
Okay, but the Ted Williams, it's a photo from his last.
It's a photo of him, right? And it's funny because in the Ted Williams picture, you look back, he wasn't wearing a batting helmet. I guess they weren't wearing batting helmets at that time.
Well, some guys were by that time, but not everybody, I guess.
Okay.
But that last at bat, he hit a home run, jogged off the field, jogged into the dugout, and never came back again. I guess that was the end.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't tip his cap to the crowd.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. He was a stubborn. That was probably part of the reason he was such a good hitter. He definitely had it was a love-hate relationship with the Boston fans and the press.
Yeah.
What do you think of that photo signed by Ted Williams, Bill? Would that have any extra value, or is that more commonly printed and signed?
I've seen that photo signed. It's several hundred dollars for sure.
Yeah, so not a bad item, but
The Joe DiMaggio cut's probably $100 or so.
Yeah, there's a lot of Joe DiMaggio signatures out there, and I have noticed on more common signatures on more common items of Hall of Famers since around 2008 when the economy tanked. A lot of Hall of Fame autograph, just photos and things, aren't as valuable as they were at that time. That's one part of the collectible world that the economy seemed to affect, and I don't think it's completely bounced back yet. Did you notice on auction prices, you know, when that first hit, Bill, were prices down and now coming back, or what did you notice?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. Some things have come back almost full circle. Some things have not. And I think it's more along the lines of stuff that is more readily available and was still back then kind of got too high. And then, you know, Mother Nature took over and sort of a curve was in place and things kind of settled into a more realistic value than an inflated value.
And from the Hall of Fame standpoint, autographs of Hall of Famers, there have been a lot of signed cards and products of Hall of Famers, which when there's more cards out there, it's supply and demand, and you know, it keeps the prices down. But speaking of Ted Williams in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction, if you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can see this stuff. There's a PSA 4 1939 play ball Ted Williams rookie card, number 92. I had a few play ball cards from 39 about probably 10 years ago come into Triple Crown, but that's another thing I don't see people bring in very often. Kind of a neat item. SGC 60 EX5 1910-11 Sporting Life M116 Eddie Plank card in the Huggins auction. Can you tell us a little bit about that set, Bill?
Well, those are a very colorful set, very kind of a pastel-type painted pictures. A lot of the photos in that were the same ones they used in the T206 set, but they're just much more brilliant in color that they've used. And that set is, it's not as popular as the T206 set as far as how many people that collect it, but still, you find those a lot of times, those Sporting Lights we do, In high grade. I don't know, maybe they just weren't carried around like the cards were, the cigarette cards were and stuff, so they didn't get as beat up.
Yeah, well, that's good. That is a cool-looking item. And then, of course, you've got what is believed to be the first baseball card ever produced, the 1869 Peck and Snyder Small Cincinnati Red Stockings Team Card. SGC 10, so it's a lower grade, but it is authenticated and graded. Who knows what that's going to go for? There's not a lot of those out there.
No, that's a 20,000 plus card for sure. Anytime those surface.
Well, sorry for anybody else who's waiting. It's actually we only have a little time left, so it's time to do the drawing for the 2014 Topps Baseball Factory Set. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery. Do you want to pick the winner and give the details?
Yes, the winner is going to be Scott from Buffalo Grove.
Scott from Buffalo Grove. Now, how does he get that set?
Just email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up delivery at your convenience, and there's no charge.
Now, Vince, remember when you hit the links today?
I'm not thinking of your story. I'm not going to, you know.
Just think good thoughts, sinking all the putts.
That's right. That's right.
I think I may have thrown a club or two in my life. I think I threw one or two into a pond, maybe. But I never hit anything. After that, I would never, after that guy's tore his artery with the busted club edge, I would never hit anything with a club after that.
Well, I never will after hearing that story.
Oh, my God. And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. The auction starts, the bidding starts July 28th, I believe, and goes through August 7th, correct?
Yes, the week from tomorrow.
And the printed catalogs, for those of you who get the Huggins catalogs, have been mailed. You should be getting them this week. Everybody else can check out HugginsandScott.com. And then don't forget, I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week, and check out TCrownTom.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. We're on next Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. See ya.